Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wildersmith on the Gunflint. Having reached the halfway point in July, Gunflint weather has turned frightful for the moose and me. Although hot, humid conditions have not been as bad in these parts as other places in the Midwest, it has nevertheless been uncomfortable for my ungulate friends and those of us who have a disdain for sweating. Meanwhile, those favoring stickiness of jungle-like tropics must be happy as clams. A timely rain soaked the area earlier this week, and although this moisture added angst to our sticky air, it was nonetheless welcome after minimal amounts the previous seven. After many days of smoky skies reflecting huge Canadian fires in Saskatchewan, we are thankful for the rain, cleansing our air and tempering our own wildfire danger, at least for the time being. The Gunflint Forest is lush with green. It's incredible how consuming Mother Nature is with regard to growing things. She certainly has the master green thumb. It seems in the blink of an eye, wild grass species along the Mila Pine are 6 feet high. Taking this a step further, much of this grassy flora is presently going to seed as summer whizzes by. A faint glimmer of fall is in the distance. As of last weekend, word from three area blueberry pickers tells of limited harvesting to date. However, by the time my scribing hits the airwaves, this could be turning up blue in them thar patches. One of these picking pros did indicate there appears to be less fruit on upper branches than in past years. Her thought is late frost might have doomed some blossoms before the black flies did their pollinating exercises. As I drive the trail this season, it's evident vast areas exposed by the Ham Lake wildfire creating perfect habitat for expanded berry development in recent years have rapidly given way to sapling trees of many varieties. I'm no expert, but it would seem growing shade from the new forest generation will no doubt diminish many sun-drenched areas of prolific berry production as years progress. However, like fisher folks, with their hidden depths, long-time berry-picking masters will still have their secret spots, so the blue pearls will be had by some. There's a conspiracy in select locations along the south shore of Gunflint Lake this summer. Fortunately, not one schemed by some humans, but this arrangement is of a natural order. Several residents tell of more than usual numbers of raven families in this locale. There's also one such within earshot of Wildersmith. If one is not familiar with the naming of a group of ravens, Webster defines such as a conspiracy. Thus, our Gunflint conspiracy. These glossy, corvin beings, crow-like birds, can also be known as unkindness. It would seem this unkindness tab to be more appropriate, as their continual raucous conversation, particularly the youngsters, grows annoying after hours on end. Their vocal cords must be tougher than rawhide. Another grouping in this wild neighborhood is frequenting our yard in growing totals lately. However, I cannot find Webster being accountable for assigning a handle to more than one in this assemblage. I'm talking about at least a half a dozen red squirrels gathering all at one time for some regular seed scrounging in a small grassy patch. With enough chatter to sometimes match the raven talk, it would be my thought the rodent groupies should be called mayhem, because that's what it is during their dining experience. The 39th Gunflint Trail canoe races hit the waterfront at Gunflint Lodge this past Wednesday. As usual, a fine turnout for the annual Volunteer Fire Department and EMS crew fundraiser witnessed more great community spirit and enthusiasm. Congratulations and thanks to RACES Chairman Chris Steele and his nearly 100 volunteers for putting on another splendid show. The grand prize giveaway, that fabulous kayak from the Winona Canoe Company, found Claire Cardinal of Central Iowa as the lucky winner. More thanks are extended to many charitable county merchants and craftspeople for donating prizes to the always exciting raffle drawings. As one of dozens of volunteers at WTIP, and on behalf of all associated with broadcast production, a repeated thanks is extended to over 300 new and renewing members for their support of last week's Feelin' Groovy celebration. It's heartwarming to have so many community radio followers step up to assure WTIP remains the vibrant resource it has become over the past 18 years. We'll all do our best to keep the radio waves humming with Tip of the Arrowhead and North Shore Spirit. On a final note, seating reservations for the Gunflint Woods, Winds, and Strings Chamber Music Concert at the Scopp Community Center on August 9th continue on sale. Be reminded, there are only 150 seats available, and the first 2 years of performances were sellouts. So secure your spot for this classical performance as soon as possible by calling Susan at 388-9494. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Trail. Wilderness adventure awaits you on the Gunflint.